Okay, welcome. How about you? I'd like to welcome everybody here this morning. How about turn to the person beside you, say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. There you go. Happy New Year. Okay, we're all good. All right. Okay. My name's Nigel. We'd like to welcome you. It's good to start off a new year. Lord, we give you this time this morning. Claim for your presence. Lord, we'd like to start a new year with you. We invite you in. I invite you to be with us this morning. Pray, Lord, speak in the speaking. Minister to us. Encourage us. Draw us to you. Increase our appreciation of you this morning that would energize us for this week, even for this year. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Two announcements before we launch here. Number one, next week we're having some folks have asked to be baptized. We're very happy to baptize people. People believe, then they're baptized. That's the normal sequence. Next week at 10 o'clock, we won't be having classes. We'll be having baptisms, plural. Several people have asked to be baptized, and they'll be baptized next week. So please come at 10 o'clock, by 10 o'clock, and stand with them, encourage them, pray for them, and we'll celebrate their baptism together. That's good. Number two, a couple of weeks from now, there'll be a new class launched. That is a class on integrating our faith with our work life. Integrating our faith, our belief in Jesus Christ, with our work life, work, career, etc. So that will begin, I believe, 18th, if that's a Sunday, or 17th, 19th, whatever. Works out. All right, so those are two announcements. Okay, here we go. Okay, we have been going through Exodus. If you're joining us this morning, we've been going through the book of Exodus, and we'll be in it a little while longer. Exodus, you know, this is, you want to know what is salvation? In the Old Testament with Israel, it's in Exodus. It's the Passover. It's crossing the Red Sea. It's being brought to God's presence. That's with Moses. That whole story is salvation. God reveals himself and God rescues a people. So we began to look at that and we were relating it to us. Okay, so, all right. So this week, okay, this we're going to take a little insert here. We're not going with the narrative. We're doing an insert this week. To talk about, here's our topic this week. What happened to Yahweh? So I didn't know what happened to Yahweh. All right. So who's Yahweh? What happened? We'll get to that. Yahweh is the name, personal name for God, which we found out. Okay, let me start off in this way. That question will make sense and we'll answer the question within 30 minutes. So be with me. Okay. You know, think about this. What is it, the people around you, the people you bump into in daily life, in school, work, what is people's concept of God? Of course, there's different concepts, right? One is, you know, God is, you know, of course, yeah, there's people who don't believe in it much, don't believe in anything. There's also people who have, you know, say, yeah, there's a kind of God, I believe in a kind of power. There's a being somewhere out there. So you have this saying, you know, there's a force. Think about that, all you folks who've seen Star Wars. I know this is the old version. You know, may the force be with you. Think, what is the thought behind that? You know, I'm not talking about the action in the movie. The thought behind that kind of idea is, you know, out there, there's something. Some power, some force. It's not a person. It's a, you know, a power. It's an influence. You know, it doesn't have, you know, may the force be with you, right? That's the Greek, you know, may there be something to help you, something to give you an assist. You need power. You need strength. You know, that, you know, may things go your way. That's some people's concept of God. That's it. God is not a person. There's no person. It's a force, power, it works for you. It's on your side. It helps you achieve your goals. It helps you achieve your potential and helps things, circumstances, go your way in your favor. That's some people's concept of God. That's not the biblical concept of God. The biblical concept of God is, you know, there is God. It's not just a force. God is a person. So the Bible starts out with, in the beginning, God. This beginning is before anything began. In the beginning, God. There's God, who's the creator, who has intentions, desires, who does things, right? This is the biblical concept of God. So there's God. Now, God, the word God is generic. In the Bible, it's El Elohim in Hebrew. It's a generic term. You know, Islam thinks he's going to judge you and decide your future, eternal destiny. But God is God. You are you. And that's the way it goes. Okay? That is also not the concept in the Bible. The Bible teaches us God is a personal God. God is a relational God. God, yes, he's a person. Yes, he has desires, his intentions. But this God wants a relationship with you and I. Isn't that good? It's good because God is good, right? God is good all the time. This God is good. He desires good for you, good for me, good for the human race. And this God is not just, you know, a being up there. You know, some people talk about, you know, yeah, eventually I'll see the man upstairs. Have you heard that? People told me that. Eventually I'll see the man upstairs. What do they mean? Eventually I'll face God. Well, God is not just the man upstairs, a being you answer to. This God wants a relationship with you, with me, with people. He's a personal, relational God. Amen? Amen. And that is good. And because God is personal, relational, God has a name. Right? There's a quote here. Okay. This is from a theological dictionary. My goodness. It says this. That's important. I want to get this across to you. It's important God has a personal name. Here's a quote. One of the most fundamental and essential features of the biblical revelation is the fact that God is not without a name. It's important. God is not without a name. God is not nameless. He's not generic. God, Allah. No, God, our God, the God revealed in the Bible, God revealed to Israel through Jesus Christ, God has a name. Amen? Amen? It's important, right? That's why we bring it out. You say, why are you making issue of this? Answer, it's important. It can change your life, and it should change your life. God has a name, you know, and, you know, if somebody doesn't want to give you their name, you go up to somebody in the office and you say, what's your name? If they say, I'm the manager, I'm the secretary, don't ask me my name, I'm the accountant. I'm here to check the books. Don't ask my name. I'm police constable number 1, 2, 3, then you know. This person's not interested in a relationship. You're in trouble, maybe. All right, God has a name. God wants a relationship. Okay, that name in the Bible is revealed in Exodus. Okay, you have these verses. I know we're reviewing, but we'll go forward. Okay, it came up in chapter 3. This matter of God's name. When we started this, the brothers, we decided to go through Exodus. This was not something we thought of. We're not going through Exodus. We didn't decide to go through Exodus because of this. Rather, we felt this is what the church will be helpful. And by getting into the Bible, eventually this matter opened up. And I believe that is God. That is God showing us something to help us. Okay, so we got to chapter 3. Moses asked God. Moses at the burning bush. Moses meets God. Moses asked God, if they, people of Israel, ask me, what is his name? What is this God's name? What shall I tell them? God replied to Moses, I am who I am. I am who I am. Say to the Israelites, Yahweh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is how I'm to be remembered all generations. Yahweh, the God of your fathers, has appeared. What is God's name? Answer given to Moses, Yahweh. My name is Yahweh. Right? What does that mean? First, God actually explains his name. Right? What's your name? God says, I am who I am. That is not a name. That is an explanation of the significance of God's name. God told Moses, I am who I am. And you can expound that. But basically, God's saying, I am. I am. When God talks about himself, he says, I am. When we address God, we don't say, I am. That's first person. That's talking about you. Right? That's first person. God says about himself, I am. When we talk about God, he is. First person, God says, I am. When we refer to God, we say, he is. In Hebrew, the he is Yahweh. Amen? What's God's name? His personal name is Yahweh. Amen? That's right. And it's important. It's important. God introduces himself as Yahweh. In Hebrew, they only put in the letters, the consonants without the vowels, YHWH. In Hebrew, it's printed YHWH. Every time God talks in the Hebrew, Yahweh sent me, it's YHWH. And it comes up in the Old Testament 6,800 times. Amen? Right? This is his name. God's name. Some of you have, I know some of you use a translation that says Jehovah. Jehovah is a mistake. Sorry. It's a mistake made 500 years ago. Unfortunately, it's been perpetuated. God's name is not Jehovah. God's name is Yahweh. If your Bible says Jehovah, think about trading it in. God's name's Yahweh, right? That's scholarship, a lot of Bible scholarship, God's name. You know, it's important. God, that shows you what? God introduces himself by his name, showing that God wants a relationship with people. God says, I'm Yahweh, that's my name. Amen? So, you know, somebody has a name. How about, you try to get it right. Don't get it wrong. There's no virtue in that. There was, some folks came here a few months ago. I don't think they're here this morning. Young man. I try to meet people. I say, I'm Nigel. What's your name? And I try to remember. I know I'm getting older, so it's harder. Then they came back a week or two later. I said, hi, Jason. Hi, Jason. He said, it's not Jason. It's Jordan. I'm sorry. Since then, I got it right. So, what's my point? You know, you have a name. Somebody has a name. Yeah, try to get it right. God has a name. His name is Yahweh. That's how God talks about himself. It means I am. He's the existing, ever-existing God. He's from eternity. He's always I am. In eternity past, he's I am. At present, he's I am. In the future, he's also I am. He's the one, eternal one, and a lot of other stuff. But that's God's name. That's the way God introduces himself and wants to be our God in personal relationship with us. All right. Amen? It comes up. Yahweh, the short form is Yah. Yah. Right? You know, Daniel, short form Dan. Robert, Rob, etc. Nathaniel, Nate. Nathan, right? Etc. Okay. God has a name. Yahweh, sometimes God uses the short form. Psalms. His name's Yahweh. Psalm 86, 4. Sing to the Lord, sing praises to his name, exalt him who rides on the cloud. His name is Yah, short for Yahweh, and rejoice before him. It comes up in the word hallelujah, right? Hallelujah means what? Hallelujah means praise. It's Hebrew. We all learn a little Hebrew. Somebody asks you, do you know Hebrew? Say, yes, I do. A little. Number one, I know hallelujah. It means praise Yahweh. Right? Hallelujah is praise. Yah is Yahweh. You got it? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. That's the meaning. Hallelujah means praise. It's a call to people. Let's praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord, thank you. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. When you say hallelujah, you are using God's name. When you say hallelujah, you are invoking God's name. Right? It's not something you haven't done. Let's all say hallelujah. One, two, three. Hallelujah. Okay, you use God's name, right? Okay, so I'm not introducing something foreign to you. You know, this is not the Yahweh church. We're not the Yahweh witnesses. But this is a, you know, I've been in this church 45 years. These months are the first time we ever talked about Yahweh. So don't go home and say, I went to the Yahweh church. This is not the Yah. But yes, we are talking about Yahweh because that's God's name and God wants to be known by his name, right? And the right name. All right, hallelujah. Now, okay, stay with me here. The Jewish people later had this feeling, don't take God's name in vain. Don't misuse God's name. So, you know, yeah, God's name's Yahweh, but they wanted to respect, honor God's name. So the Jewish people would not speak that out, Yahweh. They would say Lord, or their equivalent. Adonai is the Hebrew for Lord. So you have this substitution. It, out of reverence, respect for God, the Jewish people in the Old Testament would not say Yahweh. You know, praise Yahweh. They would say, praise the Lord. Praise Adonai in Hebrew. Okay. And when the Hebrew Old Testament was translated into Greek, the Greek put down the equivalent for Lord. Okay, so, and it carries over to your Bible. You're in my Bible, Old Testament. Look at some verses. Okay, I'm Yahweh, we got that one. I'm Yahweh, your God, who brought you out of Egypt. Next one, right? Hear, O Israel, Yahweh, our God, Yahweh is one. The Jewish people would say that, were supposed to say that every day. Yahweh, our God, Yahweh is one. Okay, but out of respect for God's name, go forward. I think we have hallelujah, right? Yeah, okay, back up one. Yeah, here we go. See, you know, the Hebrew would say, hallelujah. Here's Psalm 113. Hallelujah, give praise, you servants of Yahweh. That's what the Hebrew would say. Give praise, hallelujah, give praise, servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. But out of respect for the name, not wanting to take the name in vain, they actually would say, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Adonai. Adonai. The name actually is Yahweh, personal name. They substitute the title Lord Adonai. That carries forward to most of your and my English Bibles. That's why you bring it up. most English Bibles in the Old Testament, if you look, most of the time, Lord is all caps. Capital L-O-R-D, all caps. When you read that in English, know that behind that is Yahweh. So when you read it in English, praise the Lord, all caps. Hebrew is saying, praise Yahweh. Praise, O servants of the Lord, all caps. It's saying, praise, O servants of the Lord, Yahweh. Praise the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? Yahweh. Lord is a title. All right. Are you with me? Amen. Okay, so now we're ready. This is Old Testament. Now you come to New Testament. What happened to Yahweh? If you look, you know, Google New Testament Yahweh, it doesn't come up. Zero. What happened to Yahweh? Right? You know, what happened here? You know, Yahweh's out of the picture. Jesus is here. You have a different God. One's absorbed into the other. What happened? Okay. The answer's this. Okay. Jesus, the name Jesus is related to Yahweh. Amen? Jesus is not, you know. Okay. Here's the announcement. When Jesus is going to be born, she, Mary, will bear a son. You will call his name Jesus. That's English. Yeshua, Hebrew. For he will save his people from their sins. Call his name Jesus. Yeshua. Yeshua. Right? Yahashua. Yahashua. You get it? What the name Jesus means, salvation of Yahweh. Yahweh saves. Right? So Jesus is not separate, you know, it's not a new thing. When Jesus comes, born as a baby in Bethlehem, that is what? God's salvation, the salvation of Yahweh is here. Salvation is here. It's Jesus, right? So when Jesus comes, God's salvation, yeah, the name Jesus was common because other people, you know, people realize we need to be saved. Who can save us? Yahweh. But yeah, that's a hope. That's an expectation. But when Jesus comes, he actually is God's salvation, right? Salvation is here. Okay, secondly, when Jesus said many things on the earth, right? Here's the clearest point. You know, the Jewish people asked Jesus, challenging Jesus. Jesus said to them in response, Abraham foresaw my day and he rejoiced. Abraham, your forefather, you know, 2,000 years ago, he rejoiced to see my day, to see me. The Jews said, who do you think you are? You're not 50 years old. Have you seen Abraham? He's 2,000 years back. Jesus said to them this verse, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Before Abraham was, I am. He didn't say I was. That's good English. This is bad English. Right? If you check your English. Before Abraham was, I was. That makes sense. That's good English. Jesus didn't mean that. He didn't mean to say that. He's saying more than that. He's saying before Abraham was, I am. I am. Think about Moses. The Jewish leaders thought about Moses. You, Jesus, are claiming to be that I am. The one who talked to Moses at the bush, who said, I am, you're saying, using the same terms to refer to yourself, you're claiming to be this I am. They picked up stones to stone him. Why? You're claiming to be God, Yahweh. Jesus says, I am. All right. Amen. Then when we read the New Testament, you know, okay, based on what we covered in the Old Testament, when you read the New Testament, you're going to come across the word Lord, right? That's like in Paul's writing, you got to ask yourself, when it says Lord here, who's it referring to? Who's it referring to? What's implied? Right? When you say Lord, you say a lot of things nobody else can say. When you say Lord, you say you care enough to only want the King of Kings. For there is nothing more, there's only something less. Jesus, join me. Jesus is all in all. He is the very best. When you say, Lord Jesus, you said it all. Amen. When you say, Lord Jesus, you said it all. See, I know not most of you don't know it. We're going to have a class here. Jesus is Lord. You know, when the New Testament says Jesus is Lord, you got to ask yourself, is that all caps or not? When, you know, should it be all caps? Because they don't capitalize it all. Does this mean what all caps mean in the Old Testament or not? Let's just go to Philippians. Okay, here, look at this. Philippians. This is a part of a hymn, right, which Paul uses in Philippians chapter 2. It talks about Jesus, who was equal with God, right? Laid aside everything. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him. Resurrection, ascension. And God bestowed on him the name which is above every name. God, resurrected Jesus Christ, gave him the name which is above every name, so that in the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue should confess. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Number one, God raised Jesus from, Jesus crucified, buried. God raised him from the dead. God exalted him. He's ascended to God, right? Then it says God bestowed, gave him the name above every name. What is that name? What is the name above every name? The answer is Yahweh. Yahweh. If you're Jewish, if you know the Old Testament, any Jew, any self-respecting Jew would say, what is the name above every name? Yahweh. Yahweh. Right? Paul's Jewish. Most of the Christians at the time are Jewish. When Paul says God bestowed, gave to Jesus the name above every name, they would think Yahweh. The song we sang, how great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. Name above all names. That song is about God, isn't it? How great is our God? How great is our God? Name above all names, worthy of all praise. We're singing about God. He is the name above all names, Yahweh. God resurrected Jesus, gave him the name Yahweh. Name above all names, so that the name of Jesus, he still has the name Jesus, every knee should bow, every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Notice, all caps, all caps. We're saying, when we say Jesus Christ is Lord, we're not just saying he's the ruler, he has authority, he has power, he has position. Yes, he does. When you and I are saying Jesus is Lord, we're saying he is Yahweh. Jesus is Yahweh. God gave him the name above all names, Yahweh. When we say Jesus is Lord, we're saying what Lord in the Old Testament stands a proxy for Yahweh. We're saying Jesus is Yahweh. Amen? Sorry, let me take 5 more minutes. You know, Jesus shares the divine identity. All right. 40 odd years ago, I was a young man, single, handsome, no. I met this young lady. There she is. I met a young lady. I'm Nigel Tomes, T-O-M-E-S. I met this young lady. She's not here today, so she's not embarrassed. So I met this young lady, Shirley Neal. Shirley Neal. That's my wife. I met this, okay. She was pretty. First time I saw her, ding. Be careful, ding. But anyway, we don't have time. Another time, we'll talk about that. Okay. I asked her, will you marry me? She accepted. She was Shirley Neal. She became Shirley Tomes. Shirley Tomes. Or Mrs. Shirley Tomes. Or you could even say Mrs. Nigel Tomes. Oh, that's even better. Sorry. You get it? Oops, I'm in trouble. What's the point? See, she, Shirley, right, got the same identity. That's the point. See, she was Shirley Neal. She became Shirley Tomes. She's Mrs. Shirley Tomes. She's even Mrs. Nigel Tomes. That all refers to her. She shares the identity with me. Right? That is the same with Jesus. God exalted Jesus. God gave him the name Yahweh. They share the name Yahweh. Yahweh is, yes, it's God. Yes, it's Jesus. They share the same divine identity, right? Just like Shirley, and, right? So Jesus is Yahweh. When you say Jesus is Lord, think about it. You're saying Jesus is God. Jesus is a personal God, relational God. He is Yahweh. He shares the same divine identity with God, right? Jesus is Lord, caps. All right. My wife still responds to Shirley. She's still Shirley. Yes, she's Mrs. Nigel Tomes. But she still responds to Shirley, Jesus is still Jesus. Right? You get it? He shares the divine identity, Yahweh. He still responds to Jesus. All right. So when you say Jesus, you get Jesus. You also get Yahweh. You get God. Amen? Right? So I hope, you know, when you say Jesus is Lord, it's not like saying Jesus is the boss. Jesus is the ruler. Jesus is, you know, he has power, authority. Yes, he does. More than that, you and I are saying Jesus is Yahweh. He's God. He's the personal God. He and the personal God share the same identity. Amen? When you say Lord Jesus, you said it all. Amen. All right, we're going to have the Lord's table. Can we have the musicians come up? He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead and he's my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Yahweh. He's my Lord, he's my Lord, he's my Lord. He has risen from the dead and he's my Lord. Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus is Yahweh. Amen. All right, let's celebrate the Lord.